From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Live from the NPR studios at Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, this is the Bryant Park Project. From NPR News, we are news, information, and block rock and beats. I'm Allison Stewart.
You said it, and I'm Rachel Martin. It is February 5th, 2008. Super Tuesday.
I know, we've been waiting for this.
We have so much super in our lives today, Allison.
We have Super Bowl.
We're still living the dream.
Yeah, Dan Pashman has informed us that although the parade doesn't start for another 4 hours, there are indeed people lining the parade route already.
Ticker tape parade for the Giants.
Manhattan. We also have Super Duper Music Tuesday, hence the block rockin' beats. Yeah. Apparently, some people have been moved to write songs about the candidates and their campaigns.
Okay.
Some a little better than others. I think it's okay to say that. And you are so into it that you did something which you went on the internet?
On the interwebs. I went onto the World Wide Web. I logged on to my Facebook page. I'm one of those lame people who I like look through everyone's photos and profile, and I never update mine. But I feel this collective energy around the superness of this day, and I felt compelled to update my status. And I said, Rachel is anxiously awaiting Super Tuesday because I'm a big politics nerd and I want everyone to know that we're in it together, people.
There you go. There's about other stuff going on in the world, believe it or not. In Washington, D.C., big week in terms of steroids and baseball. Players are meeting behind closed doors with congressional lawyers as they prepare to testify in front of Congress next week. We're very lucky that T.J. Quinn, the investigative reporter from ESPN, very well-known investigative reporter, is joining us.
Cool. Also, today is the 31st annual Empire State Building run-up. What do you think this is? It's a race to the top of the Empire State Building, and we're going to talk to one of the contestants as he gets ready for the race.
And this band called Vampire Weekend, if you've opened a new music magazine, you can't get away from them, basically. This has been buzz building on this band for months ahead of their self-titled album release. We caught up with them last week ahead of their nationwide media blitz. We'll also get some headlines in just a minute, but first, here's the BPP's big story. Super Tuesday, Super Duper Tuesday, Tsunami Tuesday, no matter what you call it, it is here. Today is the biggest primary day in U.S. history.
It's also the closest thing we've ever had to a national primary. What's at stake?
Today alone for Republicans, over 1,000 delegates are up for grabs. For Democrats, more than 1,600 delegates are in play.
Now, to put that in perspective, in all the primaries and caucuses held to date, a total of only 351 delegates have been pledged between the two parties.
So today, a total of 24 states will hold contests. Which states? Deep breath. Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Georgia. Rachel, dive in.
My home state of Idaho holding a caucus for Democrats only. Illinois, Kansas, also Democrats. Massachusetts, Minnesota, Missouri, Montana for Republicans. New Jersey, New Mexico for Democrats. New York, North Dakota. You.
Oklahoma, Tennessee, Utah, and Republicans only in West Virginia. Done.
The first polls close in Georgia at 7 p.m. Eastern. The last polls close in Alaska at 12:30 a.m. Eastern. We've got an interactive election map at npr.org that refreshes automatically so you can follow the results all night without even clicking your mouse.
Now, NPR is calling our election coverage Election 2008. It works.
I guess.
Clear. One network uses Vote 08. Another, Decision 2008. There's Campaign 08 over at CBS. Here at the BBP, we're still looking to expand on the NPR moniker. I'm pulling for Super Happy Vote Time Surprise.
Until we have solidified that, we do have our own name and production package. We considered the new NPR election music. Jacob, can we hear it?
You just want to crank that, don't you?
Gets me all
something
excited.
About French horns just says election to some people.
I guess. So after all of today's talking and voting and French horn blowing, we will actually know who the final two candidates are. Maybe. Well, we're not so sure about that, actually. In fact, it's the one time we can use the old news cliche, only time will tell. Tune in to NPR Tonight starting at 8 Eastern for complete election coverage.
And that's the BPP's big story. Let's get caught up with some more headlines.